Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 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 Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Sakshur Unmilitam Hena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Hena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gatamahyam Gatati Swapatantikam. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasati Gaura Bhakta Brinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Panchakalpatarubhyasya Krupa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanam Bhavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langayate Girim Yakrupadamaham Vande Shri Gurum Dinadarinam Paramananda Madhavam Shri Chaitanya Iswaram. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Saraswatim Vyasam Tato Jayamuti Rayed Shinvatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtanam Hridayantastohi Abhadrani Vidunoti Suhrutsatam Nashtaprayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttamasloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Canto 5, Chapter 26, Chapter 26, and text number, the title of the chapter is The Hellish Planets, text number 7. Tatra haike naraka eka vimsatim ghanayanti ata tam te rajan nama rupa lakshanato anukramishyama Tamishro, Andhatamishro, Rauravo, Maharauravaha, Kumbhipakaha, Kalasutram, Asipatravanam, Sukaramukam, Andakupaha, Krimibhojanaha, Sandhamsas Taptasurme Vajrakantaka Salmali Vaitarani Piyudha Pranaurada Vishasanam Lala Bhaksha Sarame Adanam Abhiche Ayahapanam Iti Kincha Shara Kardhamo Rakshoghana Bhojanaha Sula Proto Dandasuko Vata Nirodhanaham पर्यावर्तन शुचिमुखा इति अष्ट विंशतिर् नरका विविधा यत्ना भूम्यः. If we hear this hellish planets telling the names itself is difficult, so we should be very careful. We should never endeavor to go near that only. Tatra, there, ha, certainly, eke, some, narakan, the hellish planets, eka vimshatim, 21, ganayanti, count, atha, therefore, than, them, the, unto you, Rajan, O King, Nama Rupa Lakshanataha, according to their names, forms, and symptoms, Anukramishyama, we shall outline one after another. Tamishra, Andatamishra, Andatamishra, Rauravaha, Raurava, Maharauravaha, Maharaurava, Kumbipaka, Kumbipaka, Kalasutram, Kalasutra, Asipatravanam, Asipatravana, Sukramukam, Sukramukha, Andakupaha, Andakupa, Krimi Bojanaha, Krimi Bojana, Sandamsaha, Sandamsa, Taptasurmi, Vajrakantaka Salmali, Vaitarani, Piyudaha, Piyuda, Pranarodha, Vishasana, Lala Baksha, Sarmiyadhanam, Avichi, Ayapanaha, iti, thus, kincha, some more, shara kardama, rakshaghana bhojana, sulaprotha, dandasuka, Avata Nirodhana, Paryavartana, Suchimukha, Iti, in this way, Ashtavimsati, 28, Narakaha, hellish planets, Vivida, various, Yatna Bhumyaha, lands of suffering in hellish conditions. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Some authorities say there is a total of 21 hellish planets and some say 28. My dear King, I shall outline all of them according to the names, forms and symptoms. The names of different hells are as follows: Tamishra, Anda Tamishra, Raurava, Maharaurava, Kumbipaka, Kalasutra, Asipatravana, Sukramuka, Andakupa, Krimibojana, Sandamsa, Taptasurmi, Vajrakanta Salmali, Vaitarani, Piyuda, Pranarodha, Vishasana, Lala Baksha, Saramyadhana, Avichi, Ayapana, Kshara Kardama, Rakshoguna Bhojana, Sulaprotha, Dandasuka, Avada Nirodhana, Paryavartana and Suchimukha. All these planets are meant for punishing the living entities. Text number 8. My dear king, actually this few texts, there is no purport, so we'll just continue reading if you don't mind. My dear king, a person who appropriates another's legitimate wife, children or money is arrested at the time of death by the fierce Yamadutas, who bind him with the rope of time and forcibly throw him into the hellish planet known as Tamisra. On this very dark planet, the sinful man is chastised by the Yamadutas, who beat and rebuke him. He is starved and he is given no water to drink. Thus the wrathful assistance of Yamaraj cause him severe suffering, and sometimes he faints from their chastisement. Text number 9. The destination of a person who slyly cheats another man and enjoys his wife and children in the is the hell known as Andhatamishra. There his condition is exactly like that of a tree being chopped at its roots. Even before reaching Andhatamishra, the sinful living being is subjected to various extreme miseries. These afflictions are so severe that he loses his intelligence and sight. It is for this reason that learned sages call this hell Andhatamishra. Text number 10. A person who accepts his body as his self, works very hard day and night for money to maintain his own body and the bodies of his wife and children. While working to maintain himself and his family, he may commit violence against other living entities. Such a person is forced to give up his body and his family at the time of death, when he suffers the reaction of his envy, for his envy of other creatures, by being thrown into the hell called Raurava. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Now there is a bit of relief actually. All the hellish names have been described, all the things we have discussed, now bit of relief now. In Srimad Bhagavatam it is said, Yasyatma buddhi kunapetra datuke swadhikalatradishu bhauma ijyati yatirta buddhi salilai nagarhijit janashva avigyeshu sayeva gokaram. One who accepts this bodily bag of three elements, bile, mucus and air, as his self, who has an affinity for an intimate relationship with his wife and children, who considers his land worshipable, who takes bath in the waters of the holy places of pilgrimage, but never takes advantage of those persons who are in actual knowledge, he is no better than an ass or a cow. Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 84th chapter, text number 13. There are two classes of men absorbed in the material concept of life. Out of ignorance, a man in the first class thinks his body to be his self, and therefore he is certainly like an animal, sa eva gokara. The person in the second class, however, not only thinks his material body to be his self, but also commits all kinds of sinful activities to maintain his body. He cheats everyone to acquire money for his family and his self, and he becomes envious of others without reason. Such person is thrown into the hell known as Raurava. If one simply considers his body to be his self, as do the animals, he is not very sinful. However, if one needlessly commits sin to maintain his body, he is put into the hell known as Raurava. This is the opinion of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Although animals are certainly in the bodily concept of life, they do not commit any sins to maintain their bodies, mates or offspring. Therefore, animals do not go to hell. However, when a human being acts enviously and cheats others to maintain his body, he is put into a hellish condition. So when we hear this descriptions of hell in Srimad Bhagavatam, sometimes, you know, like the devotees, anyway, for devotees, Shastra is the Pramana, because whatever Shastra says, devotees take as it is. But sometimes, you know, like outside people, they think, oh, is this thing all real? Like sometimes they have a question, they have a big question. This, all this naraka, swarga, all these things, they are all like there to just educate people or just make them in the good direction. Or these things are not the actual existing. Sometimes people have these concoctions. But if that being the case, why this self-realized souls like Vyasadeva, Sukadeva Goswami, Narada Muni, all these great authorities discuss about all this existence? Because they don't have any other motive. They don't have anything to gain from us. They don't have any other ulterior motive or any hidden agenda. So why they have to describe all these things? Because this is like a very foolish to think that these things are only in the... Sometimes people give very philosophical understanding. This hell and heaven is all in your mind. They have different philosophies. They have very, very wonderful presentation. Like all the... But... otherwise, why then Sukadeva Goswami or Srila, all the Vyasadeva and Narada Muni, all the great acharyas have given this commentary or the explanation, all these things. So we have to understand, even in this material world, we have seen some places are materially opulent, materially very, very opulent, some places are not materially so opulent, some places are materially so much suffering, and some places materially. So even in this, our vision only, we are able to see certain suffering, certain happiness, certain suffering, certain happiness, different degrees are there. So what is the difficulty? There can be a different realm where there is a happiness and distress in a different mixture. It is possible. So there is nothing not to disbelieve, not to disbelieve this. Sometimes people have the tendency to just, Shastra means it's like a mythology. Like this is the very standard thinking, especially the people who came. They thought, you know, like how to, because everything is strong here. This Vedic system is so strong. How to kind of people have so much faith, how to kind of shake their faith, you know? Like then presented as a mythology. Yeah, this is mythology, Hindu mythology or something they say. So this is not mythology. So this is like a, this is actual substance actually. They're all there. We perform the activities, and then actually slowly and steadily people are finding it out. Slowly. Because you have only 100 years to live. Out of that maybe for 50, 60 years just goes like this. And then they did lot of study. There is one doctor, Dr. Ian Stevenson. They did lot of study, lot of near-death experience, out-of-body experience, like big. They have nothing to do with, they are not Hare Krishna movement actually. You know, we should not think that, okay, oh, Hare Krishna has employed a few people here to just to propagate our, like, to do this analysis so that, you know, like, somehow we can propagate our business. No. Is somebody completely different person, different doctor or psychologist, different personalities. They did lot of study, not one or two study, thousands and thousands of case studies they did, and they also come to the same conclusion. Same conclusion, whatever Srimad Bhagavatam says, whatever the pastimes of Ajamila and all this, whatever the description, they exactly matching, everything matching, all these things. Because, see, that is why that should give us an impetus. No, I don't want to waste my time, just keep on researching. The conclusion is given here. Let me take the conclusion and then put that in our life, in practice, so that I can get benefit out of that actually. That should be our mood actually, especially the devotees. The devotees don't go to the great extent to study all this, because we know that. We know exactly what is near-death experience. We exactly know what is out-of-body. We don't have to go anywhere just to read Srimad Bhagavatam, just read Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Everything is here, black and white actually. From the beginning to end, from the taking birth and to the death, everything is covered actually. This is like this is the beauty of our Vedic scriptures. So much information, so much exhaustive information. Whatever amount of information you need, that much you can go to the depth actually. That much, all the details, you know, like it is given. So it is very interesting here. And why all these things are mentioned? Because as we all know, the whole creation, the purpose of our creation. What is the whole purpose of our creation? The purpose of creation is somehow rectify the rebellious mentality. That is the whole thing. That is only the underlying, because we were very happy in the service of the Lord and somehow we developed this, Srila Prabhupada calls unceremonious desire. Unceremonious desire. Prabhupada coins the word very, very selectively. This is not a very good desire. Unceremonious desire to separately enjoy from the Lord. The living entity has developed this unceremonious desire of separately enjoying from the Lord. To rectify that mentality, so the material world is given. So that the living entity can come here and try to exercise its mentality or the desire to enjoy it separately from the Lord. And then Lord has given all these facilities. Facilities are given. And then the Shastra is given, the rules and regulations, everything is given. So that the living entity can follow a particular way. So that they can slowly can fulfill the desires also and also get released from that. That is the whole purpose. The whole Varnashrama Dharma is meant for that only. So that gradual development, because it's not possible a person to straight away go to the highest stage of God realization. It may not be possible. Having come here, okay, slowly you try to go to Brahmachari, Grahastha. If you can remain Brahmachari, well and good. If you can't remain Brahmachari, then become a Grahastha. And then this is like, then you just at a certain stage after Grahastha life, naturally if you are really following Grahastha principle, you will be also frustrated. Because you are frustrated, because with one children, two children, maintaining them, do the, all this, you will get frustrated. Actually it is meant to be like that only. The life, material life is meant to be frustrating. If somebody thinks I'm material life, I'm enjoying, that means that person is bluffing actually. My material life should be frustrating. Unless otherwise the person, because again when we say material life, the person who takes to devotional activity, then his life is grahastha ashram. That is completely different. We are grahamedi, life will be frustrating. Because grahastha ashram, yes, that is different, purpose is different, and then aim is different, husband, wife, children, everybody working together in the service of the Lord. That is completely different purpose. Different purpose, different activities. So that way, so all these things are mentioned so that we can gradually make an advancement. And while doing that, when a living entity, when performing activity, every action has a reaction. So that is why we have to perform very, very careful what activity we perform, what kind of things, what kind of association we have, what do we eat, what do we study, what do we do. All these things have matters actually. Everything matters. So accordingly, we get into the different type of entanglements. So we perform some sinful activities, for that we have to take reaction for that. We perform some pious activities, for that also we have to get some reaction for that. Yeah, because when you perform pious activity, punya, and for that, for punya, you have to take birth again and enjoy the results of this punya. When you perform some sinful activities, for that sinful activities also you have to take birth again into this material world and then you have to suffer. So that way, if somebody analyzes, that is why bhakti is so powerful, this is beyond this papa punya. Sometimes people say, like, do pious activities. Whom do you say do pious activities? A person who is completely engrossed in sinful activities, that person you go and say perform pious activity. That is better. Better than performing sinful activities, performing pious activities is better. But a person who is already performing devotional activities, he already transcended the pious and impious activities. So for him, there is no separate prescription that now you should perform pious activity. No need, because actually bhakti is so potent that it completely eradicates the effects of both pious and impious activities. That is the beauty of bhakti. Because what we'll do with a very simple pious activity? Simple pious activity, I'll go to the heavenly planet, and then when the credit card balance is finished, then I have to come down. And then again I have to perform more activity. No, we don't want that type of situation. We want a situation where this is like we have to be continuously happy. That is why Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Abhrahma Bhavana Loka Punaravartina Arjuna Mamu Petyautu Kaunteya Punarjanmana Vidyate. So that type of situation we want to achieve. So that is why all these different sinful activities and then the punishments for that. These things are given so that the living entity is given that experience. So this is another, sometimes people ask this question. Somebody is dead. So what is the point in taking this dead person and giving the punishment, and how does it work? People have all this kind of doubts, like it's like beating the dead snake, like, oh, is that something like that? No, it is. Shastra is not that foolish, actually. Shastra will not give any prescription like that. Because we all know the body is there, the external body, this is like made of 5 elements. And the subtle body is made of mind, intelligence and false ego. At the time of death, then the body, the soul leaves the body, and the soul, and then they're carried by the subtle body, and then suitable body is given to experience all these things. When we go to the Raurava or Tamishra, Andha Tamishra, all these different planets, so hellish planets, when the living entity is put in, then there also the living entity will have all the faculties will be there to understand, oh, I did all these things, did that, and then now I am reaping all the benefits. So it's not like some people will say, oh, hell or heaven, I am dead, I won't have anything, I am not conscious, then I will not know anything about that. No, it is not like that. We will know. We will, Shastra says that. No, I'm not, because we don't have, because our main this thing is Shastra. Shastra Pramana. Shastra is the Pramana. Because sometimes people ask, what is the Pramana? You, whenever these Vedic circles, immediately you say something, you have to give Pramana. It's not just like I think, maybe, perhaps, that doesn't work like that. We have to have Shastra Pramana. So Shastra Pramana is a way, Shastra. Shastra is giving all these instructions. And now, when we read this, the subtle body is taken, and a suitable body is given so that the living entity can go through these pains and pleasures even at that stage also. So it is given. So it is not like some one big mixed khichdi or something, like you won't understand anything, you just go through that and then stay for some time and get out of that place. Not like that. Every individual will go through these things. We have to answer whatever deeds we have done, we have to respond. Like in the 11th, 10th canto or somewhere, it said, every jantu is coming alone. We come to this world alone and we go alone only. So we go alone. We are not like a, in the middle, we have association, people can help, and we can take help, we can do all these things, and this, we are all answerable, individually we are answerable. It's not like a collectively, whole family come here, stand here, it's not a group photo or something, all the family come here, and we are going to ask you all the questions and interview or something, not like that. Because individually we all have to face. Chitragupta, Yamara, we have to face individually. So they will ask question. You can say this reason, that happened. No, what did you? You have the scripture, you have the knowledge, that is what the whole human form of life is meant for. Atato Brahma Jignyasa. The fact that we are here in this world, that means we have to inquire. We have to inquire. That propensity is there, that capacity is there. The human being only. Prabhupada made it very clear. The animals, they don't have this situation. Animals, they don't have to the karma. They, because jivo jivasya jivanam. So they have just, they go through the cycle. And they don't have to go through all this rau-rava, this one, that one, nothing. They don't have to go through that. Because they don't have they don't commit the sinful activities. They just eat, sleep, mate, defend. That's it. They do only their activity in their capacity only they do. They don't transgress. They don't transgress the laws of material nature. But human beings, so-called, they are very, very intelligent. And that's why they try to transgress, and then they suffer. You try, you think you are so super intelligent, I can transgress, nobody has seen me, I have committed them some activity, very hidden activity I have done. But who are you cheating actually? You are cheating yourself. Because you have performed this activity, everybody is watching. Sun, moon, all this, the disha, all the devata, they are all witness to our activities. So it's not like I have performed some activity very clandestine, like without knowing anybody. No, everybody knows about the activity. It's not like there's nothing secret in this. So all these things are recorded also. So everything, it's not like and it will be judged. We will be judged by the Yamaraj. So this is the way things work out. So here we have to, the care should be taken. The human beings should take care. Yes, there is a situation. If I do this type of activities, I will go through. So nobody can say that, like if you go on the road, I said that when I read, I have to stop. Yeah, you have to stop, obviously. The fact that you are on the road, you should know the rules. The same way when we are in the material world, when we perform these type of activities, then you have to pay the price. Same way here, all these descriptions are here, given here, so that we can understand, okay, this is, we are not here just like on a free ride, like this, all the baggage is there. Whatever you perform, you have to get the reactions for that also. So now, here the different, and all these planets are meant for punishing the living entity, offending living entity. The person who is breaking the law, that person has to come to senses. How to come to senses? It's very difficult actually. Very difficult. People will not easily. So you have to give some punishment. Your government does the same. Like you have a jail and then there is some reformation, like what is it? Reformation. But unfortunately, the people go to the jail, they think in a very comfortable situation here. And then why to go out of the jail? Like they come to this type of conclusion in the material world. But this thing, planet, hellish planets are not made like that. That's not like you will understand that you have performed this and what are the things you are going to, then there is some reformation has to happen. That is why it is, this kind of a reformation camp only. That is also a reformation camp. And Prabhupada translates in this thing, next sloka. My dear king, a person who appropriates another's legitimate wife, children or money is arrested at the time of death by the fierce Yamadutas who bind him with the rope of time and forcibly throw him into the hellish planet known as Thamisra. On this very dark planet, the sinful man is chastised by Yamadutas who beat and rebuke him. He is starved and he is given no water to drink. Thus the wrathful assistance of Yamaraj cause him severe suffering and sometimes he faints from chastisement. This is true. Because if the person has performed, because Shastra has given, there is a prescription there. If you can remain, you remain single. If you can't remain, then do marry somebody and be in a legitimate relationship and then you perform your activities. So if you can't do that, this type of thing has to be, punishment is there. So this is and Shastra gives prescription also. Okay, this is the problem. And what is the prescription? Srila Prabhupada often quotes this, the verse, Matravat paradareshu paradravyeshu lostrava atmavat sarvabhuteshu ya pasyati sapandita. Matravat paradareshu. The matruvat paradareshu. Paradara means any woman other than the married wife has to be considered like a mother. Matravat paradareshu. And paradravyeshu lostrava. Paradravya means another's property is called lostrava. Lostravat is like a pebbles or garbage in the street. Anybody bothers garbage in the street? Nobody. Unless otherwise a garbage collector. Garbage collector, he has to bother because otherwise he only has to collect the garbage. Otherwise, nobody has any material value for that. Lostrava. Atmavat sarvabhuteshu. Because if I have to be, if I am like, I am there, I want certain treatment, so then I should treat others also the same way. Atmavat sarvabhuteshu ya pasyati sa pandita. The person who thinks like that, he is only pandit. No? Pandit means not just like a Srila Prabhupada's MA, PhD. That is not pandit actually. That is not a qualification of pandit. Pandit means, then if somebody thinks like that, then what is the difficulty? Then he will see everyone as a mother only. As other than a married wife, everybody. Actually that is what we have to somehow or other. It's easy to say, but practice is difficult. But we have to, that is why all the Shastra is there. All the scriptures are giving and instruction. Like Shankaracharya says in Bhajagovindam, Nari Stanabara Nabi Desam Drishtva Moga Moha Vesham Yetat Bhavsam Vasati Viharam Manasi Vichintiya Bharamba. These are all the instructions. How we just see somebody beautiful, man or woman, so then we get natural tendencies, we get attracted. Natural tendency. There is nothing out of the ordinary. Yes, but we have to analyze this. What is this? What is this made up of? What is this enjoyment? All these things we have to study. Then we understand, this is the subject matter. There is only a flickering happiness. Then after a few minutes or few seconds, this thing is gone. Then after that again, all back to normal. So for this, what am I trading? The Goloka Vrindavan, going back home, back to garden. Is it worth trading that for this? Okay, even if you have to trade, at least have a legitimate relationship and then do your activity and then you perform devotional activities. That's fine. See, what other concessions can they give anyway? See, if somebody wants, even above that I want to have another illicit connection, another situation, then you have to go through the Raurava, Maharaurava, Tamishra, all this. That's it. Because it's not like here, come here, just like everything is free lunch here, we just have a wonderful, no, it can't be here, because our, this is not our place actually. This place is a place where we come here for reformation. So we have to reform ourselves. So for that only this situation is there. So this way, by following this instructions given in the Shastra, Shastra does not just give only the punishment. Shastra gives how to get out of this situation also, gives the way by which we can extricate ourselves from this situation. It's not just like if somebody keeps on discussing problem, then what is the big deal? Like you are just, the whole class you are sitting and talking about problems only. Then if you don't discuss a solution, what is a good thing? So instead, Shastra gives a problem, yeah, this is what you have to do, why you came here, this is the situation, and how you can go back also, that is also given. So what, this is like everything is, this is like a going back home, back to garden for dummies, no? Like everything is given, all these things are made easy for us, Srila Prabhupada's mercy, given everything black and white. No? So now it says here, the destination of a person who slyly cheats another man and enjoys his wife and children in the hell known as Antatamishra. There his condition is exactly like that of a tree being chopped as it roots. Even before reaching Antatamishra, the sinful living being is subjected to various extreme miseries. These afflictions are so severe that he loses his intelligence and sight. It is for this reason that learned sages call this hell Antatamishra. Like there's different grades of hell and different, because we will see the whole hellish planet description. Here it's like only a preview is given actually. If you read Garuda Purana, Garuda Purana vividly describes each and every this thing, every hellish planet and what kind of situation and what kind of this thing will be given. Every now and then we should read this hellish planet situation, then at least we'll come to senses. Because otherwise, you know, what will happen? We think like it's a very, you know, this place is for pleasure, place for enjoyment. That's good. It is place for enjoyment only. No problem. But we have to understand what are all the if we are not careful, what are all the things we have to go through every now and then? If we read this, then we will understand this. So here, and Srila Prabhupada kindly gives the purport on this, this last verse. A person who accepts his body as his self works very hard day and night for money to maintain his own body and the bodies of his wife and children. While working to maintain himself and his family, he may commit violence against other living entities. Such a person is forced to give up his body and his family at the time of death when he suffers reaction of his envy for other creatures by being thrown into the hell called Raurav. Raurav. The description is like a common man, common person in the material world. He goes to any extent to maintain his body. Doesn't matter whether the other person is disturbed, other person is killed, other person is robbed. Doesn't matter. You just go through. But that, for that type of person is waiting Raurava. Rurus are waiting for him actually. Because Shastra, we will read lot of descriptions for this, all these different creatures. We have seen only a tip of the iceberg actually. In the zoo or in a museum or whatever we see only a small cross section of these living entities only we have seen. There are so many living entities we have not seen. We don't have any idea. Srila Prabhupada, one class, he says, there are some eagle birds. He says that eagle birds are so giant, like they fly from one planet to another planet. This is like one planet to another planet, and then they eat elephants as a breakfast. Somebody said this is not a joke, it's a serious. Because we don't know, because our knowledge is very limited actually. Very limited, very, very limited. What do we know? We just know few monkeys, few cats, few dogs, and that's it. That's what we are thinking now. We have understood the whole thing. Now. Like 8,400,000 species are there, and then Padma Purana gives complete description also. How many in category also? How classified they are actually, how this many creatures are the water, this many insects, this many that one, all these things, so careful. They are not just giving something vague and perhaps maybe, not like that. Very, very, very precise information they are giving. So that's why Srila Prabhupada says here, in the quotes this famous verse, Yasyatma Buddhi Kunapetrita, he accepts his bodily bag of three elements as his self, who has an affinity for an intimate relationship with his wife and children, who considers his land worshipable, who takes his bath in the waters of the holy places of pilgrimage, but never takes advantage of those persons who are in actual knowledge, he is no better than an ass or a cow. Because this facility is given, the holy dham is there, you just go, and then not just only for taking bath, you go and associate with the devotees, so that you can fulfill the mission of life. What is the mission of life? Is going back home, back to Godhead. So when you go to the sadhu, sadhu will give some instruction, sadhu will give, try to enlighten you in the real goal of life. So that has to be done. And Srila Prabhupada very nicely says there are two categories of people. One category of person is ignorance. Ignorant person, okay, he is ignorant. He is ignorant, and he says the first class is he thinks his body to be his self, and therefore he is certainly like an animal. So that is, he is just like things like that. He is a material person. But other person, he is thinking like that also, and he commits some sinful activities also. Because sinful activity he performs, then it is difficult. Very difficult to take to devotional service. Devotional service is like a Esham Tvanta Katam Pabam Jananam Punya Karmana. Because for taking to devotional service, it is very, very difficult. One sense is difficult. Because if somebody is so much absorbed in sinful activities, taking to devotional service becomes very difficult. But by the mercy of the Lord, by the mercy of the devotees, it is possible. Like in the case of Ajamil, we know the wonderful pastime, where this is like Ajamil's pastime gives so much graphic description of how the living entity, he was trained in the beginning. Ajamil was trained in the beginning to be a Brahmana. His father trained him to do all these things. But somehow, in the middle, there was this little bit detour, because he got attracted to a lady, and then this type, all these things. But Shastra has a way to come out of it. Somehow Lord inspired him to keep the son's name as Narayan. By just keeping the son name as Narayan. So every time he say Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. Narayan, always thinking about Narayan. And then when the Yamadutas came at that time, he was very, very afraid. Because this, every one of the people will go through this. We should not think that poor Ajamila went through this situation, poor that one went through the situation. No, every one of us have to go through, whether you are a devotee or a non-devotee, or whether you are a theistic or atheistic, doesn't matter. But anyway, fortunately in the case of devotees, again we are going to read that, Yama Dharmaraj has given very strict instruction. If somebody is a devotee, you do not have any business to go there. Yama Dharmaraj says, you don't have any business. You don't have any business to go, and because they are in a different realm. But that we should not think, now we are devotees, we don't care about. Not for that. Because of the Lord. Because you are constantly thinking about the Lord, the Vishnu Dutas are there to protect us actually. Like Ajamil was very kindly protected. Because when he chanted the holy name of the Lord Narayan in a helpless condition, Vishnu Dutas are explaining to Yamadu, what kind of people are you? You don't know what your master wants. So they just chastise the Yamaduta, saying, your master. So then they say, this person, Ajamil, even though he was sinful, but he helplessly called out the name of Lord Narayan. And already this, he has done enough of this thing, so that he is not fit to be punished by you people. So that type of protection is there for the devotees of the Lord. So that is, so this pastime says, where after this happened, then Ajamil's example, then all the Yamadutas go to this the Yamaraj and ask, and then there is one nice sloka I was reading in Srimad Bhagavatam. Namo charana mahatyam hare pasyata putraka ajamilapi yenaiva mrityu pasat amuchyata. My dear servants, who are as good as my sons, just see how glorious is the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. The greatly sinful Ajamila chanted only to call his son, not knowing that he was chanting the Lord's name. Nevertheless, by chanting the holy name of the Lord, he remembered Narayan, and thus he was immediately saved from the ropes of death. My dear servant, please do not approach such devotees, for they have fully surrendered to the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead. They are equal to everyone, and their narrations are sung by the demigods and the inhabitants of Siddha Loka. Please do not even go near them. They are always protected by the club of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, Lord Brahma and I, even the time factor, are not competent to chastise them. What a glorious position of a devotee. Devotee's position, very, very glorious. Because the glorious person, because the devotee is constantly thinking about the Lord, and then even Yamadharmaraj is saying that you don't go near them actually. But we also have to live up to the standards of the devotee. It's one statement Yamadharmaraja made, but not that again, just like we also have to live up to the standard. Yes, if we are to be called, who are all devotees? Narada Muni, Parikshit Maharaj, Prithumar, they are all the devotees. We are all, that is why whenever we say we don't call ourselves as devotees, we are aspiring. Our situation is aspiring to be servants of these devotees. And then there is some aspiration is there, that is good. That eventually one day by the mercy of the Guru, by the mercy of Prabhupada, by the mercy of Vaishnavas, we will also become devotee. We will become devotee, but we are not actually, see that is why when we Shastra we read, oh that means already I have chanted one round, now that means I am already protected. Yeah, you are protected, no doubt about that. But you continue the protection. Ajamila type of protection. Like Ajamila, finally he was protected. But we also have to, on a day-to-day basis, on a daily basis, Nityam Bhagavata Seva. Like that, we have to protect ourselves. Then there is no need to worry about that. So then, this is like a, and also, there is a, here, Srila Prabhupada, says that if one needlessly commits sins to maintain the body, he is put into the hell known as Raurava. This is opinion of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Although animals are certainly in the bodily concept of life, they do not commit any sins to maintain their bodies, mates or offspring. Therefore, animals do not go to hell. However, when a human being acts enviously and cheats others to maintain his body, he is put into a hellish condition. This is the situation. But the thing is, the devotee is completely different to this situation. Lord Shiva talks to Mother Parvati when the Chitraketu was given the curse. Parvati Devi gave the curse to Chitraketu. You take birth as a demon in a hellish condition. So he quotes a very wonderful sloka. Lord Shiva speaks, Narayana parasarve na kutaschana bibhyati swarga apavarga narakeshu api tulyatra dharshinaham. The translation goes like this. Devotees solely engaged in the devotional service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana, never fear any condition of life. For them, the heavenly planets, liberation and the hellish planets are all the same. For such devotees are interested only in the service of the Lord. Sometimes we see Narada Muni goes, sometimes he goes to hellish planet, sometimes heavenly planet, sometimes he goes and talks to Prithu Maharaj, sometimes he talks to Dhruva, sometimes he talks to Kamsa, everything, because Narada Muni doesn't have any problem. Wherever he goes, his message is very clear, his mission is very clear. So that is why devotee is a little bit more transcendent, because this hellish condition, what is hellish condition? If you remember the Lord always, so there is nothing like a hell. This is like that is the type of devotees we are talking about actually. That's why Lord Shiva told, actually in one sense he said, criticized Mother Parvati, Parvati you are necessarily given a curse. It's a kind of offense actually, because he is a great devotee. You're not, even though he might have said something, that just like you have to take it in the proper mood. So it's not worth giving this type of chastisement or punishment for him. So this is the way how the Lord treats. Lord treats devotees, and all the great Vaishnavas like this, Lord Shiva and Dharmaraj, they treat the devotees like that. Don't go near. So how can, see this, after the Ajamila pastime, Yamaraj gives this instruction. So that's why all these things are there. How? Because this is another famous example is like the devotee tolerates that actually. Even though the difficult conditions may be there in his life, he takes as a mercy of the Lord. Yeah, the devotee has sometimes the reverses in life may be there. But devotee thinks, okay, the reverses in life are there, still I will continue. I'll continue my process. I'll continue my devotion to the Lord. And then that way, his claim to liberation is first, actually. That's why Srimad Bhagavatam says. So like that, there are so many ways we can avoid. We can avoid the interview with Yamaraj. We don't want to have an interview with Yamaraj. Actually, Yamaraj is, Shastra, it says, Yamaraj is not always, is like a very ghast, like a very this fierce person. But for a devotee, he is very, very smiling and very pleasing type of personality also. Because it's not like a, you can see, it's like a Yamaraj in, this is like a, in for non-devotees, Yamaraj for, because a person who is attached to the Hari, Lord Hari, then the Yamaraj is very, very pleasing. So he welcomes him actually. All the whole entourage, they welcome the devotee. Actually, that is why the person, one person going back home, back to Godhead, is not an ordinary thing. Because one soul live extricated from this and going to the spiritual world, it's a very, very big sacrifice actually. So, and he says how we can do that. So there's a lot of prescriptions there in Bhajagovindam. Shankaracharya, Sripada Shankaracharya says in one so Bhagavad Gita Kinchita Dita. Bhagavad Gita Kinchita Gita. Ganga Jala Lava Kanika Pita. Sakritapi Yena Murari Samarcha. Kriyate Tasya Yamena Nasarcha. Bhagavad Gita Kinchita Gita. Even little bit of reading of Bhagavad Gita. Little bit reading. Not that you have to become a big pandit or anything. No, even little bit of Bhagavad Gita. Little bit understanding of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita Kinchita Gita. Ganga Jala Lava Kanika Pita. Even little bit of water. Ganges water. Charnamrita. Ganga Jala Lava Kanika Pita. Sakritapi Yena Murari Samarcha. Murari Samarcha means this is Murari Samarcha. When we read Srimad Bhagavatam, when we read Bhagavad Gita, when we read all the Puranas, Itihas, Murari Samarcha. Murari Samarcha means the topics which are concerned with Murari, Krishna. When we do this, Kriyate Tasya Yamen Na Sarcha. This person does not have to do any kind of arguments with Yamaraj. Why? Because you don't have to go and have this situation. You don't have to go to the hellish situation at all. Why? Because Bhagavad Gita Kinchita Dita. You at least, that is why having taken this human form of life, let me try it little bit only. Little bit of Bhagavad Gita, little bit of study, little bit of this. These things if we can perform, then that person, he does not have to meet with Yamaraj. He does not have to have an argument or inquiry with Yamaraj. So this is the beauty. That's why by this Srila Prabhupada has given us the wonderful program, morning program and the reading program, evening program, everything. By just like even this special month of Damodar, just by offering the lamb. Simple offering. It's not that Krishna has a scarcity of lamps in Goloka Vrindavan, we are also offering something for him. No, we can't do anything for Krishna. Krishna is absolute. Krishna has everything. Lakshmi, Sahasra, Sada Sambrama, Sevyamanam. Thousands of Lakshmis are serving Krishna. What is our little bit of offering to Krishna? Doesn't mean anything actually, one sense. But in another sense, it means a lot. Why it means a lot? Because the bhakti, with bhaktiya upakritam, with bhakti when we offer to the Lord, Lord accepts that. Now, this is His beauty actually, His kindness, His magnanimity. So Lord is ready to accept anything and everything from a devotee, not just for His bhava grahi. Bhava grahi, he accepts the bhava of the devotee. So all the opportunities are there. So by doing prescription, following these prescriptions, we don't have to worry about these hellish planets. We have to be careful though. Yes, if I do break the rules, then I also will be in the line, standing in the line to the Raurava, Maharaurava, Tamishra, Andha Tamishra. If we are not careful, but if we are careful and follow the rules and regulations given by the Acharyas, and then do strictly follow that this thing, then our protection is guaranteed. So that we have to keep in mind actually. We have a protection of the Lord, protection of the Vaishnavas, protection of the Acharyas are there for us actually. What do the outside people have? Nothing actually. They're just depending on their own karma. Whatever karma do, that's it for them. For us, not like that. Big battalion of people there. All the Acharyas are there. Narada Muni is there. Vyasadeva is there. Sukadeva Goswami is there. All these Acharya, our Acharyas are all there to protect us actually. They will see, oh, at least you have come today, one day to the temple. At least one day you paid obeisances. Oh, that credit is given. Credit is given. Solpam abhyasya dharmasya. Even little bit of advancement. That's, we may not made big enough. Even little bit of, Ajamil, how much he did? He made little bit advancement only. But the benefit he got? Full, 100% benefit. Little bit of advancement? Where will you get? Where is the material world? You put little bit money only and you get big. He's come for some time and then he'll go down only. It doesn't work like that. But in here, spiritual life, little bit of engagement, little bit of devotional activity, and then you get the full benefit in the end. So that's why we have to take advantage. And we have to read this, we have to read that scrutinizingly. Why? Because if I am not careful, then I will also end up in one of these 28 planets, if you are not careful. So we have to, this is like a teaches how we have to behave ourselves, how to kind of, how we have to conduct ourselves in this world, that we have to learn. And this way we can have this prescription, and also all the protection is also there. We have to follow the whatever the basic rules given here, and our life will be full protection by the Lord and Acharyas. So I'll stop here. If there's any questions or comments, please. Hare Krishna.
I was wondering if the living entity repent of his past mistakes and ask forgiveness to Krishna, and Krishna forgive him.
Yep.
So after that, the living entity has to pass the reactions of the mistakes.
Yeah, I read in the Srila Prabhupada says, if you read the sections where the living entity takes birth, the Mataji is asking about the repentance. The living entity asks for repentance from the Lord. Yes, it is possible. It is because Srila Prabhupada says the pious living entity, the living entity is pious. So then it's like Krishna gives them inspires them. Okay, yeah, now I have, even though I am pious, I have done some mistake. So then the living entity feels, you know, like, yes, I should not have done that, but I did that. Now, so that is the whole purpose. The whole purpose of this the trip into the hellish planet is just like the living entity has to develop that attitude or the experience that I did this mistake, and then that has to go into the consciousness. Yes, then at least won't repeat the mistake again. That's why in the living entity, that's why when the living entity is put into the womb of the mother, the pious living entity prays to the Lord, "My Lord, you please deliver me from this condition, from this the condition of 7 months in the packed situation. When I come out, then I will become a devotee." Again, it promises, living entity promises. But the problem is, when it comes out, then everybody is clapping, everybody is smiling, everybody is having a fun, and then they, that's it. I am not this thing. I am. Everybody wants me. So then that again develops this mood of enjoyment. Because see, actually, the pious living entity will have that. Definitely will have that feeling that yes, I just messed the whole life. Now again I have to take birth again. No, that's when they say most of the time the babies take birth, they cry only. Everybody else is laughing, the babies are crying. Because they are crying because again back to the material world, like the situation. The situation is like that. Yes, the Shastra also says in some places where the living entity is going through the different hellish planets, it will, the Yamadutas also will remind them, you did like that. They will remind him also. Sometimes people may wonder, why I am going through all this struggle? Because you did that, that's because of that. Because sometimes people ask, God is not showing any mercy. God is showing mercy, but you are not opening your eyes only. That is your problem. Because God is, all the things are given according to whatever activities we have done. All the karma we have performed. Krishna doesn't get involved in any day-to-day this thing. Unless otherwise you completely surrender to Lord, and the Lord takes charge of your life and then completely directs your the whole thing. Unless otherwise if that doesn't happen, then it's you have to go through the karma. But Lord is very merciful also. If you repent, you genuinely repent for that, and then Lord is taking that the reaction, like our lessen the intensity of that, and then it gives you an opportunity to go back also. So like in the case of Ajameel was not immediately, he went back home back to Godhead. Ajameel, he needed a little bit more reformation. So that's why he had a darshan of Vishnu Dutas, the conversation, he heard everything. And then after that, he had to go back, and then he repented, and then he perfected his life, and then go back home back to Godhead. So like that, it is happening here. Hare Krishna Prabhu.
I was wondering, what if somebody has so much simple activity they deserve to go to multiple hellish planets? Like, what would happen with them?
Yeah, we'll go through one by one. No problem. It's not like a, somebody can go through, like a, I have performed all the activities which befit me to go to all the 28 hellish planets. One by one we can go through that. No problem. There is no constraint. Because different bodies will be given, different type of situation. Bodies means, you know, like the subtle body only is there, then all the gross body to handle that the hellish situation will be given, so that we can go to the Kumbhipaka, Andhatta Mishra, Raurava, all these things, everything will be, suitable thing will be provided actually. Suitable like outfit will be provided, we can because there is a problem, because it's not like a one will contract the other, no? Like if he has to done all the activities, it could befit him to go through all the things, then that the situation will be given to him, so he experiences that also, everything. But some of the things will be a combined combination. A combination is also there. Like you will see some of the things, you know, if you go through the, if you read the full chapter, it will give you different sinful activities, different type of hellish planets. So some, there may be a little bit of combination will be there. But if somebody has performed, then we have to go through that, because that is the way. But again, there is a but there. But if somebody performed all these things and completely surrenders to the Lord, that is also possible. Like in Ajamil performed all the activities, all sinful activities, whatever you name it, he also performed. But he also completely at the time of death, fearlessly, with helplessly, he called out the name of Lord Narayan. So that is, he didn't think about Lord Narayan, he thought about Son Narayan. But for that also, Lord gave him the benefit. So now you can understand, if you think of real Narayan, or Narayan, or Narayana Parayana, always if you are thinking like that, how much that benefit will be there. We don't want to take the loopholes, no? We want to take the real, this thing. Yeah, no, he called Narayan, that's good. That's good. Narayan is a son's name. But Lord took it as his name also, Narayan. There is no difference between name Narayan or son Narayan or Lord Narayan. There is no, because Lord immediately, oh, at least you are calling me, immediately give the benefit of doubt. Like give the benefit for him. So like that it will work out.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna. Okay. Anything else? I think already 9, 10. Prasadam only. Thank you very much. Grantara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Shishi Radha Dhamodar ki jai, Shishi Radha Vallabh ki jai, Shishi Gornitai ki jai, Shishi Jagannath Bhardeva Subhadra Devi ki jai, Kartik Mas ki jai, Dhamodar Vrat ki jai.